Up next, we're going to talk about the four things about static setups. And first of all, the most important that you need to understand is this is not a random thing. There is a reason that you decide to work a setup in that particular location. Whether you smell elk, have come across steaming droppings with tracks, you visually see a target bull in the distance, you shattered a bull and his cows to their bed, or you found a wallow all muddied up. Let's say you hear a bull across a fence in another unit, a hunt unit that you're not licensed for. All of these are perfect reasons for a static scenario session. And I'll explain these more below. First of all, they take time. The biggest mistake elk hunters make is that they will leave a setup way too soon. Trust me, y'all, I totally get it. The patience it takes is often even beyond me. It seems like you're wasting time. 20 to 30 minutes have gone by and nothing. But understand that so many times hunters get up to leave a static setup only to look up and scare off a bull that was coming into the set. Man, it has happened to me. It is going to happen to you. It happens to hunters all the time. But I want you to think about it this way. It's only a waste of time if you bail on the scenario before it can be effective. Elk do not move in our time, y'all, when it comes to covering distance. They move in theirs. You have to be prepared to give a scenario 45 minutes to an hour minimum. If you're doing a midday setup, then don't sweat it. You are actually utilizing time that most hunters spend back in camp. Heck, if you get tired, take a nap and get after it again when you wake up. You might be surprised to see what walks in on you as soon as you start to drift off. Another thing, they will have elk come in silently. This is the number one reason, y'all, that guys end up losing their patience only to stand up and turn to leave and find themselves face to face with a bull right there 20 yards off. There are a lot of variables as to why a bull comes in silent. Time of year, the mode the bull is currently in, whether he has been called in before, if he has just got his butt whipped the night before. Guys, you just don't know. But most likely it will be a satellite, and he just wants to see what he's getting into. You have to be listening for responses other than a bugle. Listen for rocks turning, branches breaking, or footfalls. Be looking and expecting a bull to come in silent. If it's a partner setup, make sure you're checking different viewpoints. Now, elk coming in silently is not always the case. Many times, your scenario may get a bull worked up and responding vocally. This is the one time that I tell you to stay put and not cut the distance until the situation tells you you got to do something else. Look, you currently have all the advantages. This guy's coming to you. You've selected the best tight setup situation. He will have to show himself in your effective range in order to see you. He is moving, you are not. So again, all current advantages are in your favor. As soon as you decide to move in on him, you lose those advantages. So there has to be a very good reason before you do. For example, if the wind situation is not right, or you need to move just a little to find a better shooting lane from the direction he's approaching. Otherwise, y'all, trust in the scenario and in your setup and stay put. Now look, static setups, y'all, they're like a box of chocolates. That's exactly right. When using the static setups, you never know what you're going to get. With these kind of calling setups, you are not really targeting a particular type of elk per se because you have not engaged with one. If I go screaming challenge bugles all over the mountain, I know when I get a scream back at me, I have a bull on the line. But in static setups, I can have cows, raghorns, spikes, or mature bulls come into the set. That can change if I get a bull worked up during a particular scenario and then start playing to that particular situation. But many times, you're going to have elk come in silently for various reasons. If you do have cows that come in, be ready. Most likely, there's a bull bringing up the rear.